From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia seeks to protect its aircraft over Syria. Russia has sent a sophisticated missile defense system to Latakia, Syria, an apparent bid to protect its warplanes operating in airspace over the country. The deployment follows the downing Tuesday of a Russian bomber by Turkish warplanes, after Ankara insisted it violated its airspace. Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, said Wednesday Turkey's downing of the plane looks like a pre-planned provocation, but insisted Moscow's not going to war with Turkey. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said although the plane crashed in Syria, it was inside Turkish airspace when it was hit. Pope Francis holds an interfaith meeting at the Vatican's diplomatic mission and conducts a mass at University of Nairobi on his second day of a trip to Kenya. The Pope's landmark visit to Africa began at President Uhuru Kenyatta's official residence, State House.
Your Holiness, we are honored, humbled, and privileged that you have chosen to begin your apostolic voyage to Africa right here in Kenya.
The Pope spoke of the need for reconciliation, his concerns about the effects of poverty and corruption, mentioned the need to protect the environment.
We have a responsibility to pass on the beauty of nature and its integrity to the future generations, and an obligation to exercise a just stewardship of the gifts we have received.
On Friday, the Pope visits a slum in Nairobi's Kangemi region, visits with youth at Karasani Stadium. Later stops, he is to make a visit to a shrine to Christian martyrs in Uganda, visit a mosque and refugee camp in Central African Republic. This is VOA News. In remarks Wednesday ahead of Thursday's National Thanksgiving holiday in the U.S., President Obama sought to reassure Americans on the threat of terrorism.
We know of no specific and credible intelligence indicating a plot on the homeland. So as Americans travel this weekend to be with their loved ones, I want them to know that our counterterrorism, intelligence, homeland security, and law enforcement professionals at every level are working overtime. They are continually monitoring threats at home and abroad.
Millions of Americans will be traveling over the coming days to celebrate the National Thanksgiving holiday. Security has been visibly tightened at some train stations and airports. Meanwhile, France, already under an alert after the November 13 Paris attacks announced Wednesday, it'll deploy even more security forces for the upcoming global climate conference next week. Belgium's capital, Brussels, is also on high alert. Through at least Monday, authorities search for several suspects connected to those Paris attacks. The U.N. Special Envoy for the Sahel, Hirut Selassie, warned the Security Council Wednesday millions of young people in the region face bleak futures, and that pushes many to migrate and makes them vulnerable to radical recruitment efforts.
It's very alarming that youth and women in the Sahel, who constitute a vast majority of the population, are the targets of recruitment into radical movements. Up to 41 million youth under 25 years of age in Burkina Faso, Chad, Mali, Mauritania, and Niger alone face hopelessness and are at risk of radicalization or migration.
She also said drug traffickers are increasingly working with terror groups in this expansive region across northern Africa. She told the council international efforts must be redoubled to attack the sources of the Sahel's poverty and improve education and employment opportunities. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for Tuesday's bombing of a bus carrying members of Tunisia's presidential guard that killed a dozen people in the capital, Tunis. The Interior Ministry says the attack was carried out using 10 kilograms of explosives hidden in a backpack. Tunisia has announced it's closing its land border with Libya for 15 days to guard against further attacks. Authorities say they believe thousands of Tunisians have traveled to Libya, Iraq, and Syria to fight alongside Islamic extremists. Ukraine has closed its airspace to all Russian planes and stopped buying Russian natural gas after exporter Gazprom announced it would halt deliveries to the country. Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk said Wednesday the government decided to ban all Russian flights from crossing Ukraine's airspace as an issue of national security. Tensions between Russia and Ukraine have escalated since Russia annexed Crimea from Ukraine last year because of Russia's support for separatist rebels in eastern Ukraine. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.